It's the show's end of the year best of countdown.
And now, with Joey's favorites of 2017, it's Joey.
One. I hope you had a Merry Christmas. This is Joey from the show with Jen and Truda, and I'm counting down my favorite moments from the show with Jen and Truda in 2017. And number 9 is all those crazy college classes that actually exist. And I'll be honest, I would love to take a Simpson study class. 9.
Talking about this library in Oregon that started offering adulting classes. It's adulting 101, like just the basics of how do you move? How do you do the simple things? How do you cook a meal?
That's my question. How do you move? I am sedentary on my couch with Girl Scout cookies and Impractical Jokers. How do I move?
And I have to admit that in college, I took some weird classes that I took because I thought they would be an easy A. I took bowling, which, yes, I did get an A. You're welcome.
Thank God.
I took golf. I'm very good
golf.
At putting. Wow. I'm not so good on the long drives, but I'm good at putting. And I also took mime and stage movement, where I got an A. I did my final to a song. I took Jar of Flies, the Alice in Chains album, and I just made it all musical. And I did my... Shayla's looking at me like I'm insane. I took mime and stage movement. That was a class.
I'm the only one.
Joey, did you have any weird... Because you just got out of college.
I'm sorry, you had
ago.
Me a jar of flies. And
yeah.
What? Okay. All right. Is there a video?
I'm just fascinated. Like, did you have to like have my makeup on?
No, we did not. But we had to do... You had to come up with a complete skit based around... Like, you had to create the music, find the music, and then come up with a skit. And mine was a photographer. I was a photographer taking pictures of different people and different scenarios. And it was awesome, I'll have you know. You're looking at me like I'm crazy. But at Sterling College, that earns you an A in mime and stage movement.
By the way, we're going to want to hear from people at 576-7102 that took weird college classes. Want to hear about the weird classes you took. Joey, do you have some?
I took film appreciation.
That's pretty great.
You watched movies.
I did. I did my final paper on Rebel Without a Cause. It was fantastic.
Oh, awesome.
Is that seriously what you did? Like, you'd go in and they'd have you watch a movie and then you'd analyze it?
Pretty much.
It's glorious.
You had to take some tests, too, but...
But it's tests over movies.
Exactly. And theory about movies.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Shaylee?
I had to work out. That was one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was, like, sports training, yeah.
Right.
And then how to use a computer.
Like
101.
Even for a grade.
I do want to take this college course, which I just found. It's called Maple Syrup, The Real Thing. This is offered at Alfred University in New York. The course description, if you want to explore the history of the creation of maple syrup while learning how to make the sticky stuff yourself, this is the class for you.
Didn't we just hear that there's another school somewhere else that they were doing a brewing class?
I bet they are. I bet that's
true. It was like the home brew and
craft
how to
brew.
Yeah.
That's got to be. We have two going in our kitchen right now. Two brews.
Yeah, and your kitchen smelled horrible, by the way.
I know. Oh, you were there that day.
I was.
That's right.
Ugh,
it stinks.
One of my best buddies, Jason, in college had to take Fundamentals of Basketball. Which, by the way, folks, when you're at the University of Kansas, is really like wading into the kiddie pool.
I have a friend that just texted me and said, I took a Mexican cooking class. I got an A.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mexican cooking class? That sounds
they got
amazing.
To make they eat everything.
Ask her what college that was at. What school was that?
I think that was probably at KU.
I just found that at MIT, they offer Topics in Comparative Media, American Pro Wrestling. If you want to explore the masculine drama of professional wrestling.
Yes.
Or basically, you just want to watch Rey Mysterio kick a bunch of people in the head. That's the class for you.
Let's go to the phone, 576-7102. At Liberty, Bob, what class did you take?
Hey, I took a class that was called Co-ed Swimming and Recreational Games in High School.
Greatest class of all time.
Co-ed swimming.
It was easy. We did swimming, obviously. And so there was a co-ed class. It was okay. We did archery.
Oh, that's
we did
great.
Practice golf where we just went out and hit golf balls. We did bowling. And then we did trampoline.
Yeah.
What? So you were just taking this A to see girls in bikinis and B to watch girls jump on trampolines.
Trampolines, yeah.
Yep, pretty much. And it was an easy, you had to have some sort of PE class. And I thought, this meets the requirements. It looks easy. I'm taking it.
I don't blame you one bit.
Why not? Right.
That's awesome. Fantastic.
Great for the Shawnee Mission School District.
Hey, Bob, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Mary Kay, your dad took what class?
He took water skiing.
Water
That's
skiing?
That's amazing.
What school was this? Where was this?
This was back in the 40s, and he went to Florida Southern.
Yeah.
And they skied on Lake Hollingsworth that had alligators in it.
Oh, my. The added bonus.
Now we know how you pass the class.
Yeah, you don't die. If you don't die, you pass. More than sin
of
the same feet.
That was an actual course, though, water skiing.
Wow.
Oh, man, that's great.
Thank you very much.
Yep, thank you, Mary Kay.
I just read that you can take golf course management, maintain the green, build a better sand trap, budget your business, and take field trips to golf courses.
Yeah, become a golf pro out of that.
Sure.
Caddyshack.
So where to have your Mexican braided?
Uh-huh.
West Valley College in California.
That's where you can take Mexican cooking.
Yeah.
I'm in. Sign me
up. Yeah, no kidding, right? I feel like miming something now.
I could show you my whole routine.
Can you do a whole show and just as a mime?
I wonder if I have video somewhere. I'm going to get you my grade card and prove to you that I took mime and stage movies.
Oh, I believe you, sadly.
10, 9. It's the show's end of the year best of countdown.
And now, with Joey's favorites of 2017, it's Joey.
1.
This is Joy from the show Jen and Truda, and I'm counting down my favorite moments from the show Jen and Truda in 2017. And number 8, it's a discussion we've all had. Who has better drivers, Missouri or Kansas?
8.
Did you see this report that came out that KCK has the safest drivers in the country?
Blah.
This is according to Allstate's latest annual Best Drivers report.
What are the factors that go into determining this, I wonder?
According to the company's data, KCK drivers experience an average of one crash per 14.9 years on the road. The nationwide average was right around 10 years.
Hmm.
We have the lowest amount of accidents. I feel like there's some truth to this because that's where I grew up learning to drive, and I'm a very good driver.
Which is why I disagree with this.
I've never been driving and had an accident. I've been in the passenger seat and been in several accidents. Never as a driver have I been in an accident.
Because you make me drive everywhere we go.
Oh, and you are terrible.
I am not.
Shaylee
is... So we can't all agree that Missouri drivers are the worst, right?
Shaylee is always on her phone.
It is two Kansas versus two Missouri people on this show, right?
Yeah.
Joey, who do you think are the worst drivers?
You're from Missouri, Joey.
Right?
I did see a bad sci-fi movie that did say Kansas drivers are worse.
See, that's the truth. Well, then it's fact. That's just science.
Oh, wow. That's good. Yeah, Shaylee is pretty bad.
I am not.
Millennial, put the phone down.
She does. She always has her phone up, and I'm like, she crossed the center line the other day?
I did not. You think I did. I did not.
How would you know? You're not looking.
The car that you sideswiped thought that was true.
I did not sideswipe anybody.
So KCK, they say number one safest, then Brownsville, Texas at number 2, Madison, Wisconsin, Huntsville, Alabama, and then 5th, Cape Coral, Florida.
But there's no love for their Johnson County counterparts down there?
No.
That they don't think that we're on the safest list?
See them high on the list.
Yeah. I will say that I feel like overall, people generally are worse drivers now. There's a lot of stupidity on the road.
Oh, for sure.
There's a lot more distraction. But I do turn my Bluetooth on.
I will tell you that people here, from what I found, because I've lived in Chicago, Alaska, a couple of different places, and I think that here people drive defensively. Like in Chicago, everyone drives offensively.
Right,
they're not
right.
worried about anybody else. They know how to get where they need to go.
Sure.
Here, everybody's like, oh, I have the right of way, but I'm just going to wave you over. You go. I'm going to be nice. And I'm like, no, don't be nice. You have the right of way. You screw it up if you wave me to go before you. Don't screw it up.
So, okay, this is always a good question to determine. What kind of person are you when it comes to the merge or when it comes to a lane getting closed? Like, let's say you're on 435, for example, at the triangle to go north or to go into Lee Summit.
Gotcha.
Do you wait until the last second to pull over in front of everybody? Or do you merge 2 miles back and just wait in the big old line?
No, don't do it at the last second. No.
Yeah, but he's asking what you do.
No, I don't. No, I'm a safe driver, so I would do it early. If I know that I have to merge, I'm going to get over as soon as I can. Because I don't want to miss it.
My buddy Todd taught me. You, like, drive in the fast lane to the very last second, and then you get over.
And then you jet
And now
over.
They've proven that that's actually a good thing. Like, on the what they call the zipper merge, yes, go all the way up to the construction zone, and then you merge over. It helps traffic.
You know what I just do? I commute at 4:15 in the morning when it's me and the Krispy Kreme delivery guy. Literally, that's the only car I see is the guy delivering donuts. That's the only one on the road.
I have seen some stupidity lately. There was a guy coming in across Westport Road behind me that wanted to keep passing me. It's a one-lane road, kids. I mean, it's one lane in both directions. And so what I did was I put my arm over the seat next to me like I was taking a leisurely stroll, and I drove the 25 miles per hour.
You did not.
And I swerved back and forth right to left so he couldn't pass me. So I was walking him in, and then I saw him turn into this law firm down here on Southwest Trafficway, and I thought, you lawyer, of course you are. But there I was, like, driving Miss Daisy. I got my arm over the seat. I'm swerving back and forth.
We'll take your text.
I'm going to cause road rage at some point.
10, 9. It's the show's end of the year best of countdown.
And now, with Joey's favorites of 2017, it's Joey.
2, 1.
Hey, this is Joey from the show Jen and Truda, and I'm counting down my favorite moments from 2017 from the show Jen and Truda. Number 7, we're doing the whole Phelps versus shark thing. I played the role of the shark, Jen played the role of Phelps. We raced on tricycles, and it was a blast.
7.
This weekend, this Sunday, as a matter of fact, as Shark Week opens up, an annual TV event for a lot of Americans, Michael Phelps, the Olympic swimmer, is going to race a great white shark in open water. He talked about this on Good Morning America this morning, as Jen pointed out in the entertainment news this morning.
This has been something I've wanted to do my whole life. Mm-hmm. This has been on my bucket list for a long time, and being able to see these animals up close and personal in their own environment was something that was just such a treat.
Well, today we have our very own version of the Phelps versus Shark race, and that would be one Joey dressed as a shark versus, originally the idea was that he was going to race listener Jennifer. However, of course, time and other considerations got underway, so a different Jennifer has stepped in, and that would be our own Jen. And so we go now live to our pregame reporter, Shaylee, who is live in our parking garage out of 508 Westport Road. And Shaylee, take it away as you have the competitors in today's big race.
Okay, so I am here with Jen and Joey. They are competing against each other in the very well-anticipated trike race of 2017. Discovery Channel has their shark race with Michael Phelps. We have the trike race here in Westport. Jen, how are you feeling?
I feel pretty good. I mean, I wasn't officially prepared for this because I'm stepping in for Jennifer, the listener. And so I didn't stretch. I haven't been practicing. I don't feel like I'm properly in shape. But I am going to be riding the Mach 2000 trike, and I'm pretty excited about that. Joey, how do you feel about that?
I mean, I feel great. I mean, obviously, if Jen has not been stretching, and I have been stretching, running obstacle course, and I think myself and Little Princess will be able to compete very well.
So you have named your trike.
I just named it 5 seconds ago.
Now, you and the Mach 2000, you guys have had no preparation together. You guys haven't had any time to stretch. You haven't had any time to watch your competition. How are you going to prepare for this?
Wow, you know, I just realized, I haven't even sat down on it. I haven't even checked the spacing. I haven't checked how my butt is going to fit on that tiny seat. But I'm going to make this work. I'm an athlete. I mean, you know, I've been in a lot of competitions. I feel like, as competitive as I am, I'm going to make this happen, and I will beat Little Princess.
You guys can't see this right now, but Jen is talking smack to the trike. And she is also about 6 feet tall on a trike that's about a foot tall off the ground.
And can I add that Western Flyer Mach 2000 that I'm riding is actually vintage 1970s.
So you guys go together well.
Oh, words hurt.
All right, on that note, in just a few minutes, we are going to watch Jen, Joey, and Little Princess take the road.
Okay, well, I can't wait. We're sending them off to the start-finish line right now. And Shaylee, as they get on the tricycles, what do they look like as competitors? I mean, we've seen the pictures from the Tour de France from our competitors there. Do they resemble anything that might be considered athletic?
Not even close.
Okay, well, I mean, if I'm being honest,
Joey looks great in his shark attire and the very tiny trike decked out in pink and purple. Jen looks like a giant with a very small red trike. So this is going to be a really hilarious competition.
Well, I was going to say, how is Jen going to fit on that trike?
I have no idea. She's on it. I don't know how it's going to actually move.
We'll figure this out. All right, are they about ready in the great Joey Shark versus Jen race?
They are ready.
All right. You take it away. It is all you guys.
All right. I think they're ready. All right, we're going to do 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Go!
Oh, gosh. I hope you guys are watching on Facebook Live. Jen looks like she is pushing so hard. Joey is very small and aerodynamic. That scream you may or may not have just heard was Jen falling. She may or may not be. She can't actually move the trike. She is stuck on the trike. Joey is blown past her. Jen cannot even get one pedal going. Joey and Little Princess in the shark costume are making their way closer to the finish line.
Kill Little
as
Princess.
I speak. Oh, no. Joey just fell.
No.
Oh, no. Jen is trying to cheat. Jen is trying to cheat and stand up and pedal on the back of the trike. Jen, I feel like that's very wrong. Jen is trying so hard to catch up. Joey, my friend, is pedaling his little heart out. It's a neck and neck race now. Jen, I feel like she's scooting on the trike. That is, she is about to win. She is about to win.
She's going to win.
She won.
What?
Joey and the little princess were defeated.
Oh, wow. The odds on favorite early in the line,
oh,
Joey.
Your ride here is getting away. So, Jen, how do you feel? You didn't prepare for this at all.
Some people would call that cheating because I ended up having to go kind of skateboard style on the back. Surprisingly, I'm still worn out. That was a lot of work.
That was absolutely cheating,
but I'm totally taking the W.
Wow.
That's a win.
Joey, how do you feel about that?
Well, I think Jen did cheat. I really didn't realize I could skateboard.
New rules made up right in the middle of today's trike race. Can you imagine that? Well, a come-from-behind victory for Jen, and that wraps up the Joey Shark versus Jen race for today.
It's the show's end of the year best of countdown.
And now, with Joey's favorites of 2017, it's Joey.
Two, one.
I hope you had a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. This is Joey from the show Jen and Truda, and I'm counting down my favorite moments from the show Jen and Truda in 2017. And number six is something we've all had to do. That is finding all that expired stuff in the fridge.
Six.
We take on the stories that nobody else wants to take on in this building, and that would be the story of the office refrigerator. Came out of the Jen's Impossible question early this morning.
Yeah, they say the average office refrigerator only gets cleaned out twice a year. So we thought, well, let's place bets and let's find the oldest thing in our fridge. So we all chose dates. We've got contestants playing along with us. I am now down in the kitchen with our big Kenmore Elite, opening the fridge.
Okay.
To see what's expired.
You're talking to the guy here who actually once threw away an entire fridge because I didn't want to open it and see what I had left in there.
Are you serious?
Yes. I just chucked a fridge.
First thing I come to is some Smucker's strawberry jam, and it's good. It's good through the 2019. That one's solid.
Oh, okay.
We're fine there.
Excellent.
A couple of Chobani Greek yogurts. Uh-oh. May 27th, 2017.
Oh.
Shaylee, mark that down. May 27th, 2017. Those are expired.
No, Shaylee, you chose 2017 on yours. What
I did.
Month? You know?
I said June 17th.
June of 17, yep. Okay.
Yep. Ooh, somebody's Go-Gurt. That expired July 27th. Mark that down, expired.
That's not too bad. That's only a month out.
No, that's not terrible. What is in this?
Oh, I'm sure there's more.
Somebody just has a styrofoam cup of shriveled grapes. Why are you keeping... Why is that being saved in our refrigerator?
Now you sound like my wife.
What's the expiration date?
Okay.
Shriveled.
Here is
please
a
start
giant...
to write the dates on your food, people. New rule.
A giant tub of Dan and Light and Fit yogurt. The expiration date best if used by January 20th, 2017.
Oh, there we go.
That's
yes.
Expired.
Nice.
Okay, some mayonnaise.
Oh.
8/28. Oh, that expired yesterday.
Yesterday.
So that's pretty fresh.
That's only a day out. You're the Miracle Whip Queen. You can handle that.
She's fine.
Somebody's Diet Pepsi. Ooh! Oh, we may have a winner.
Ew.
September 21st, 2015.
Oh!
2015.
What is it?
It's a Diet Pepsi. That might be our winner. Hang on to that one. Here's a Diet Coke, August 14th of this year. So that's expired, but only by a couple of weeks.
Okay.
More yogurts, August 20th. Those are expired.
Just a few days. 9 days.
Some salad dressing, a little Newman's Own balsamic vinaigrette. April 7th. Stop it.
What? Do we have a new winner?
April what?
April 17th. Okay, wait. I can't tell if it's 2011.
Ew.
Is that possible?
Wait, how do you not know?
Well, because it's kind of, it's janky where the date is.
Then that means like it's definitely 2011.
Stamped on. Okay, I'm going to keep going. That, we'll have to get
now,
some.
Now, our oldest, I had picked March of 2015, so.
Yeah. Ooh, and this was from October 30th of 2016. This is somebody's weird smoothie, a green Daily Greens shake from 2016.
You know, all this tells me is that no one in this office is healthy. We put all the healthy food in the fridge and let it rot.
And then, okay, I'm just going to open the mystery foil. There's
oh, God.
Wrapped in
oh,
foil.
God.
I gotta know. Hold on. Mystery foil.
Is that where the smell's coming from?
Oh, just tortillas. No, we're good.
Tortillas.
It's tortillas.
Oh, it's fine. Those stay forever.
Those are good. Those are good.
Okay. Have you discovered what the smell in there is yet?
It's not that bad. I mean, somebody's got fresh Chinese. Nice. Save that for later. I got to
figure out.
We got to figure out this dressing because otherwise, I believe the Diet Pepsi is going to be our winner from September 21st of 2015. That date is clear. So I think we go with that as the winner because it's not. That's a clear stamp. September 21st, 2015.
Okay.
So, Shaylee, you are out.
I am out.
It's going to be between Brian, we'll have to check the dates and see if Brian's the winner or possibly me.
Because what did you say, Jen?
I said February of 2016. So I think I may be the winner.
So you, yeah. We go, if not going over, then I think that you are actually the winner.
Yeah, February 2016 and this Diet Pepsi, September 21st, 2015. There you go.
Oh, man, look at that.
The oldest item in the fridge.
Oh, I don't know if that's something to crow about.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, new gross
rule, the next person voted out in the torture closet has to eat something from there.
10, 9.
It's the show's end of the year best of countdown.
And now, with Joey's favorites of 2017, it's Joey.
1.
This is Joey from the show Jen and Trudy. I'm counting down my favorite moments from the show Jen and Trudy in 2017. And number 5 was just a fun game we had discussing all of the crazy college mascots.
5.
K-State wins last night. They move on, playing Friday. Both KU and K-State going to be playing about the same time Friday.
Are they really?
Yeah, because KU starts supposed to start like 5:50-ish and then K-State 6:30-ish, something like that. So you're going to have to do some flipping back and forth.
I used to have 2 TVs in my living room.
Oh, yeah, for sure. During March Madness.
I was in an apartment. I was single.
Right.
Obviously.
Yes.
Much different days.
Nickname?
We have a special game.
Mascot or made up? 576-7102. Ed Sheeran tickets up for grabs. You have to decide if these weird nicknames are real or not.
All right, let's start Lee Summit. It is Kate on the line. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
Kate, do you feel like you know college mascots and nicknames very well?
Well, I'm hoping I do.
All right, we'll see if you can figure this out. You don't have to know which college this would belong to. Just tell if it's real or fake. Anteaters. Is there a college that are the Anteaters?
No.
There is the University of California, Irvine.
Oh, man.
Yes.
I
don't know why I knew that.
Okay. Forever. All right.
Yep.
All right. Thank you. Leavenworth, here's Ryan. Good morning, Ryan.
Yes or no?
Hey, Ryan, are you there?
Ryan, hello?
Oh, yes. Sorry.
No, it's all right. Just keep your radio turned down. That's all. Jen cusses like a sailor.
I'm trying to do it.
Ryan, do you think that there is a team that is the Wonder Boys?
The Wonder Boys.
The Wonder Boys.
I'm going to say no.
The Wonder Boys of Arkansas Tech, it exists.
Oh,
what?
Man.
The men's teams are the Wonder Boys. The women are the Golden Suns. Yes.
They need to pick a better name, I think.
Yeah. Sorry. Wow. You are not going to win the Ed Sheeran tickets.
It goes so wildly different. In Gardner, it's Mariah. Good morning, Mariah.
Hi, how are you guys?
Doing well.
Mariah, do you believe there's a team that's nickname is the Trolls? Are there the Trolls?
No, I'm going to say no.
Trinity Christian College in Illinois.
Oh,
the Trolls.
Man.
I'm sorry, Mariah.
Oh, gosh. KCMO, here's Lisa. Lisa, good morning.
Hello.
Hey, Lisa, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Did you fill out a bracket?
I did.
Aha. Who do you have winning the whole thing?
Villanova.
Ah, yeah, so does Shailene
Trudeau.
Yeah,
I think that goes a long way. Yep.
Lisa, do you know if there's a team that is the Fighting Artichokes? Is that real or fake? The Fighting Artichokes.
I'm going to say I think that's fake.
Scottsdale Community College.
What?
Oh,
my gosh.
The Fighting Artichokes of Scottsdale Community College.
You're kidding me.
I would not make this up. I'm sorry, Lisa. You're not going to Ed Sheeran?
I think the first person who actually gets one right is just
going
to This is a joke. Let's go to Kansas City. This is Lauren. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Lauren, the Fighting Camels. Real or fake? Is there a team that's the Fighting Camels?
That one I believe is fake.
Campbell University. It's real. The Fighting Camels of Campbell University. I'm sorry, Lauren.
What does that fight song sound like?
It's a hump day song.
We get that camel toe song. In Raytown, it's Morgan. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Morgan, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Did you pick KU? Who do you have in your bracket?
I am actually a Mizzou fan.
Oh, okay.
So I have not been watching it at all.
You gave up.
Oh,
you're out.
Well, they've won at least one game in the conference tournament.
Yeah.
Big win there.
All right, Morgan, do you believe that there's a team called the Fighting Pickles? The Fighting Pickles.
I would say that is true.
That is true. The North Carolina School of the Arts, Fighting Pickles. Look up the mascot.
No,
look up the
I don't
picture.
Want to.
What would be worse, to be an artichoke or a pickle?
I like artichokes, but...
What if there was a tournament between the Fighting Artichokes, Fighting Camels, and Fighting Pickles? Who wins that battle? No one. No one wins that.
Okay, Morgan, you are in the running right now, so hang on for 1 second.
All right. It's literally a pickle with a hat on it and a mustache.
I told you. It's the North Carolina School of the Arts Fighting Pickles, baby. I want one of their T-shirts.
And he has a paintbrush.
What is he painting? Oh,
it's an art school.
It's a school of the arts. Oh. Right. Who do we have
next?
Do
we have room for one more?
Yeah, we could take one more.
All right, let's do Mike in Blue Springs. Good morning, Mike.
Morning.
All right, Mike, do you think there's a team that is the Banana Slugs? Banana Slug.
No.
Oh, University of California, Santa Cruz, the Banana Slugs. Ooh, they are real.
Ah.
What, because Bulldogs was taken?
We can take two more if you want. I've got two more.
Okay.
If you want to go.
All right. We'll let Joey get to their names here real quick. So far, Morgan from Raytown, to catch you up, the only person through the entire game who's actually answered one correctly.
Yes.
Anteaters. And we've had some doozies so far.
The Wonder Boys of Arkansas Tech. How'd you like to be a Wonder Boy?
Overland Park here is Scott. Good morning, Scott.
Hi, how are we doing?
Great. How about you?
Good. Doing fine. Thank you.
Scott, how about the Billikens? Real or fake, the Billikens?
The Billikens is real.
Yes. Do you know which school it is?
I believe it is St. Louis.
It is exactly right.
Yeah.
Yes. Scott, you're in the running for those Ed Sheeran tickets. We'll do one more, see if they can get in on this.
All right, Olathe, here's Janice. Janice is going to go for it all here.
Janice?
Yes.
Big Green. Is there a team that is the Big Green?
Yes.
Dartmouth, yes, you're
nice.
In it. Scott, Janice, and Morgan up for these Ed Sheeran tickets. Win them before you can buy them. Shaylee, pick a name out of this hat, please. She is picking. Picking Ed. Oh, my God. Morgan, the
All
Ed
right.
Sheeran tickets.
Yeah.
You win.
Ooh, yeah.
It's the show's end of the year best of countdown.
And now, with Joey's favorites of 2017, it's Joey.
Two, one.
This is Joey from the show with Jen and Trudeau. I'm counting down my favorite moments from the show with Jen and Trudeau in 2017. And my fourth favorite moment is I loved the April the Giraffe Mania from earlier in the year. She was the hero we needed then. And here's us making our picks of when she's going to have that baby. None of us were close.
Four.
Made some picks on when we believe April the Giraffe will in fact have her baby giraffe-y. Giraffe McGiraffe face.
McGiraffe face. Cool.
So we're gonna
I'm glad he was so on board with my name, by the way, which was great.
So we will get a listener to play along with each one of us. We're not gonna tell you until afterward the time that we chose.
Right. Right.
But each of us have the time written down of when we believe this calf will be born.
All right, so each person on the phone going to pick a cast member to play along with, and we have made our determination. Now, to remind you a little bit, so we just had Jordan from Animal Adventure Park on the phone with us on the show about 20 minutes ago, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we kind of asked him, so what is the deal here with the timing? And just as a refresher real quick, this is what he told us.
All right, now, labor can last 2 to 6 hours to days on end. Now, understand, we put this camera up on February 11th to simply document the process. Mm-hmm. Somewhere in giraffe hysteria, it turned into immediate birthing happening now. That was not our statement. We, by design, have used the word imminent because by definition that means it's pressing, it's going to happen, it's just a matter of when. But when this labor process begins, giraffes hide their labor. That's a natural instinct because in Africa, if they're going to have a calf, they don't want every lion within a 5-mile radius waiting for her to become vulnerable. So they hide all those labor signs. So essentially, we won't announce active labor until we see hooves on the backside. Once we see those hooves appear, within 30 to 60 minutes, we'll have a calf on the ground.
Okay, so there we go.
And he also said he was surprised that it was not born last night.
Mm-hmm.
He expected it at any point. Could be hours, could be days,
is
what he went on to say. So we have each chosen a time and a day. Let's get players to play along with us.
All right, here is in Independence, it's Christina. Good morning,
Good morning, guys.
Hello there.
All right, we are not going to tell you the times that we picked, but you have to pick Joey the producer, Truda, Shaylee, or myself. Who do you want to play along with?
Oh, goodness. Let's go with you, Jen.
Okay. I like her. Christina
Jen's off the board early.
Is on my team.
Rachel, you're in Overland Park. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Jen's off the board so far, so you've got Shaylee, Joey, or myself to play with. Hey.
I'll pick you. Going with Truda. Okay.
All righty. Mike is in Blue Springs. Good morning, Mike.
Do you feel like you're blast on the playground?
What was her name?
That was Rachel in Overland Park. Here's Mike. What's up, Mike?
How you doing?
All right, good. Shaylee and Joey, that's who we have up for grabs.
Joey.
Oh.
Oh. And don't want to make you feel bad, but Charlotte, North Kansas City, you get Shaylee.
Thank you. Yes.
See,
I feel like I'm
one of the only ones
that knows the most about this giraffe here. Okay, so
I doubt that.
One of these four people will win tickets to see Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo and Rick Springfield May 5th at Starlight. Now, Shaylee, you can reveal the day and time that we chose.
All right,
okay?
I'll go in order. So Jen has 8 a.m. on Wednesday.
Tomorrow, 8 a.m.
Truda has 1 p.m. today.
I think it's going to be within hours, so I think we're going to have a calf today.
Joey thinks it's going to be 6 o'clock tonight.
I like
6 p.m.
Okay. And I think 4 o'clock today.
Oh, so I'm the only one that went past today.
Yes. Yes, you are.
Interesting. And we're doing this strictly closest to the time.
Uh-huh.
So it doesn't matter if they went over, under, whatever. We're just doing it closest to the minute.
Yep.
Whoever's
now,
closest.
Are we saying when the birthing starts or when there is a baby on the ground?
No, it's got to be
calf
on the ground.
Yeah, calf on the ground.
Hooves on the ground.
Hooves on the ground.
Hooves on the ground.
Wow.
That's really sad that you and I both went there.
Right?
It's on the Giraffe McGiraffe Face album, which will be available in stores within weeks.
Okay, so Christina, Rachel, Mike, and Charlotte, you guys hold on for 1 second. We need to get some info from you guys. And when the calf is born, that is how you're going to win, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so you guys hold on for 1 second here.
We'll have an answer either way tomorrow, because if it hasn't been born by tomorrow, then I'm the winner, because you guys all chose today. So at that point, I'll be the closest.
Well, that's true, I guess.
What about Thursday? What if she holds out till Thursday?
I'll still be the closest, mathematician.
No. You don't get to go for the next 4 weeks.
Yeah, I do. You guys all chose today.
No.
You can't backtrack now. Don't you dare backtrack.
She's going to have it at 4 o'clock anyway. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, if we do get past today, right.
Why do you think I went Price is Right on this and picked the latest time, people?
She's going to have it today at 4 anyway. It does not matter.
I played the game.
It doesn't matter.
I've 1
o'clock today,
research.
We're
going
to have a Kathy McCafferson.
So. I think it's going to be 6, and then she can go out for happy hour.
She's got to make it to Taco Tuesday.
She's going to find another mate. I mean, she's going to have another baby.
She's already got 4 baby daddies.
It's the show's end of the year best of countdown.
And now, with Joey's favorites of 2017, it's Joey. 2, 1.
This is Joey from the show with Jen and Truda, and I hope you had a Merry Christmas. I'm counting down my favorite moments on the show with Jen and Truda for 2017. And my third favorite moment was Truda realizing he needed a talent to be on stage at the Coldplay show.
Three.
I mentioned to you girls early this morning that I need a talent, and I need one by August 15th. I've got about a month.
Okay. All right.
Why do you need
Why?
Kansas City's talent show.
Can you even fathom why I would need a talent?
There's got to be some sort of show. Please tell me you're going on a reality show.
No, because I'm going to the Coldplay show.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I see the blank look on your face.
Okay.
But I have tickets to the Coldplay concert.
So what does that have to do with the talent?
And last night, yet again, I was on this tour, they have posted a video of them and having a fan come up on stage.
Oh, boy.
And perform with the band. So a couple weeks ago, it was this kid.
Come on stage and play this song with me.
But they pulled out of a crowd.
A young man here wants to play piano.
And he performed the song Everglow with them from their latest album.
And just gets up and blows everybody away.
For Britain and Germany to work together, so keep relations in Europe good, right?
And he was amazing.
So you know where it starts, right? I may as well go home. A German-British union. Let's go. Let's keep it together in Europe, all right?
So last night they posted yet another video. This time a kid in a wheelchair who crowd surfed all the way to the stage.
Yeah.
When he makes it to the stage, he whips out a harmonica and accompanies them on the harmonica. And I'm like, okay, now I need a talent just to go to the show so I can get on stage and play with Coldplay something.
Okay.
I've got it.
Does that not seem like a good idea?
I feel like in 4 weeks, you could learn an instrument well enough to get up on stage with Coldplay.
I know which instrument. I know. What? You can have the triangle. I feel very confident in your abilities with the triangle.
Ding.
No? Jen's thinking hard over there. What are you thinking?
There's an Amelia Earhart connection somewhere.
I feel like... You know that I don't appreciate Coldplay the way that you do.
That's right.
No
That's
one
right.
does.
I mean, because none of you are going to the show either.
So I feel like any instrument and anything you do is going to be helpful to the music that they're playing currently.
What does that mean?
Well, I don't feel like it's going to be a packed house. I feel like you
it'll be a packed
house. Oh, it's going to be a packed house.
Are you going to make a sign?
Is it not sold out already?
Can I make you a sign?
What's the sign going to say?
Don't you worry about it. If I make you a sign, will you...
It says, pick me. I don't have a great seat. We're in the $80 seats. I don't know what those are. Probably at the top. But I figure they're doing this every night where they're bringing somebody up on stage, and they are all amazingly talented people. So I need to develop my talent.
Well, maybe you should go away from music because that's what they're doing. Is there something else that you can do while they're playing?
I can't sing.
Can you dance?
You realize that if they're picking people that get up and are amazing and are killing it every night, and I'm sure they are, that's probably pre-planned. So it's going to be set up ahead of time. So you're not only going to have the talent, but you're going to have to coordinate with Coldplay ahead of time to get up and set this up to make it happen.
Okay. Well, I am in a unique position here that we have the power of this... Of this megaphone here to say, Coldplay, I'm here, pick me.
This texter has it. 9347 said, Truda needs to learn the kazoo.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
If
see,
you
go,
get up
right?
and play the kazoo with Coldplay, I will go. Then I'm there. I will sit through that show if you're going to play the kazoo with them.
Joey, can we track down a kazoo? Is that possible?
I'm sure we can.
Okay.
I have a non-kazoo-related idea.
Yes.
Can you do the dance from the Blind Melon video dressed like a bee?
Oh! I don't even know what this means.
Yes!
That's a good idea, right?
You could be bee dancing girl. Or you find a fifth grader with a recorder, and you steal their recorder, and you get up and play that.
I'm pretty good at the recorder. Well, I went on to play the clarinet. That's in my musical background.
See?
Okay.
Okay. I'll practice this.
You work on that. I'll contact Chris Martin, and I'll make this happen.
Okay, you get him on the show. Joey, you find a kazoo. Shaylee, you make the sign, and I'm going to start practicing something.
This is all going to come together in
show. This is it. We've got a month and 4 days till they're at Sprint Center. I'm telling you, this is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew that you had to practice talents before you go to concerts now?
Start with a kazoo.
Kazoo has been found.
Oh, we have a kazoo?
Already found?
My mom just sent me a text. She found a kazoo at work.
Perfect. Done.
I want to know whose lips have been on that thing.
It's the show's end of the year best of countdown.
And now, with Joey's favorites of 2017, it's Joey.
One. This is Joey from the show Jen and Trita. I'm counting down my favorite moments from the show Jen and Trita in 2017. My number two favorite moment is when we talked to Will Forte before he came to town for Big Slick Weekend. I'm a huge Will Forte fan. Last Man on Earth is my favorite show. I did get to ask him a nerdy question off air about The Last Man on Earth and his hair. He was an incredibly nice guy.
You know, from Saturday Night Live and the star of the sitcom The Last Man on Earth, it is Mr. Will Forte. How are you doing?
It's going good. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me all right? I'm having to call you on my way into work.
Yeah, they said you're getting in the car. You drive in, or do you have somebody to take you around?
Oh man, I drive myself.
You do? No, that's awesome.
Like
that's
Donald,
great.
Donald Trump doesn't. Donald Trump, he drives himself. That was one of the things they said. Took a while for him to get used to because he likes to drive himself, right? But I don't think they let you drive very much when you're president.
No, I don't think so. I think they keep a handle on that stuff. But hey, you like driving, so that's good.
I love driving.
Like, what kind of driver are you? Manual, stick shift?
I've had a stick in my life, but I also like to eat when I drive.
Oh.
And it's just having a stick and trying to do anything besides just driving is great. I love doing other things while I drive.
That's a good point. That's a good point. You know, I can't actually drive a stick. People have tried to teach me over the course of my lifetime, and I just can't do it.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. It's like one of those things. It's the moment you get it right the very first time, then it makes sense for the rest of your life. But it's just you have to get that perfect amount of pressure. I mean, I can't imagine. You must not be a very good helicopter pilot.
No, kicked out of the Air Force. It was bad all around. Absolutely. Well, hey, we are looking forward to seeing you back here in Kansas City for another round of Big Slick.
Yeah, I'm excited to come back.
This year, we have had people ask us, are you going to again possibly do another duet with Jason Sudeikis? Are you going to show off the pipes this year?
I will always do whatever I'm asked. I always will tell him, if you want to sing a song, I'm ready. I haven't heard anything yet, and I don't know if he's thinking about it and just hasn't told me, and he's going to surprise me, or what. We have so many hours and hours and hours of karaoke practice together under our belts that we could really just kind of do it on the spot. So
wow,
maybe we'll just if one isn't planned, maybe we'll throw together like a last-minute acapella version of Falling Slowly. That's one of our go-tos.
Oh wow, that's very interesting. It's a very graceful song. REO Speedwagon, you did that before. So you're all over in your repertoire then.
We only do the graceful ones.
What would you say then is better? Would you rank your singing ability above your softball playing skills, or kind of where does that fall within the life skills area there?
I think I'm kind of even with both in the kind of low mediocre range. Like I never had any formal training. You know, I just played baseball as a kid, but not even into high school. Like I got scared of the ball. Like I didn't trust these young kids when they started throwing them really fast. I realized like, oh, this is trouble because I'm a slow reactor. And singing, like I hated singing. I was never really. I took one chorus class in high school, which was, you know, I was one of like 100 people. So it was like, you know, I didn't really even have to sing because the songs would go on whether I was singing or not. But then something happened when I went to the Groundlings, which is where I started doing comedy in Los Angeles. You would be forced into these improv singing classes improv singing scenes. And I had so much fun. And then I just started, I kind of learned to harmonize. And it's one of my favorite things to do. So I like can technically hit every note that I'm trying to hit, but they don't sound great coming out of my mouth. So it's kind of like my softball. I can get hits, but you know, my form is all crappy and you know, I don't have a rocket arm.
Well, that's okay.
And I look sexy doing it. I mean, I think it's pretty well acknowledged that I'm the sexiest of all of the Big Slick members, right?
Rudd
would freely acknowledge that. It gets to be a problem.
We're talking with Will Forte here on the show, and before I know we got time is short. Before we let you go, you did mention you're on your way to work. Are you going to Last Man on Earth? Are you taping now, or what is it you're working on?
It is Last Man on Earth, but we're not shooting it yet. We're in the writing stage, so it's. We have some really fun stuff planned, but it's really early. We start shooting it July 31st.
Okay. So you're just kind of getting it rolling now. Yeah. So that's cool. Will Forte, everybody, here for Big Slick Weekend coming up at Kauffman Stadium. Will, thanks a lot, man. Take care, and we'll see you here in KC.
Thanks very much. See you soon.
It's the show's end of the year best of countdown.
And now, with Joey's favorites of 2017, it's Joey.
This is Joey from the show with Jen and Truda. I'm counting down my favorite moments of 2017 on the show with Jen and Truda. And my favorite moment is when I auditioned to be a Chiefs cheerleader. I was really bad at it, but I had a lot of fun.
One.
In a second, we're going to head down to our conference room where all the girls and Joey are standing by with the Chiefs cheerleaders. Jen, are you down there? You guys can just take it away.
Yes, we are down here. We've got the beautiful Chiefs cheerleaders, Katrina and Megan, here. They are ready to give Joey, the producer, a lesson because the Chiefs cheer auditions are coming up in 2 weeks, the 17th through the 19th, which you're welcome to go check out all the details on their website and find out about that. But we thought Joey needed a lesson, so we're taking some video down here. We'll be posting that on our social media, which he's very excited about. Joey is wearing, let me describe to you, black Converse. He's got bare legs because he's got on some black shorts and a Chiefs t-shirt. He looks the part. And Katrina and Megan, Shaylee, do you have any good description, anything other that we need to add as they get ready to teach him choreography?
Well, I do have really a lot of confidence in Joey. He was stretching earlier. He was watching what they were doing. So I really think he's got a shot.
Not going to pull a hammy. Okay. Go ahead and teach them something that you will be teaching the candidates for Chiefs cheerleaders. All right. They're starting with something easy, they are saying. Okay, standing forward, feet together, hands on hips. they're going to charge the crowd.
Oh, boy.
Arms stay the same.
Oh, no.
Let's go. Can you hear the pom-poms going?
I love that. There is allegedly video of this as well.
Yes. Shaylee's got the video going.
Okay. So is it Facebook Live? Is that where people can see it?
Let's go.
Ooh, I like this.
Can you hear the let's go, KC?
Yeah, we can hear that.
KC, one more time. Let's go.
KC. Joey is six steps behind.
I was going to say, describe Joey's dancing.
Everything they're doing, he is desperately far behind. But I feel like, okay, so do we have another something we can teach him?
Move? Was that an advance move? Okay.
She said no, it was not.
Not an advance move.
Can we try another equally? Let's try it again.
Okay, they're going to try again with the let's go. I mean, this is a simple, basic cheer. I got to be honest, Truda.
And he's six steps behind. Well, hey, look, I don't blame him because I would be too.
Okay, here they go again. He's making odd hand motions that the girls are not making at all.
This is right.
All right, so out of the approximately 300 people that will be auditioning for the Chiefs cheerleaders, Shaylee, I would say it's safe to say Joey will not be making the cut.
I didn't want to be the one to say it, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Ladies, there's a chance. If you don't feel like your dance skills are the strongest, I mean, if this is your competition, then, I mean, you're in.
You've got it made.
Thank you, Katrina and Megan, for coming out this morning. Are there any other details that people need to know as far as auditioning or... Come on over here. Is there anything else that we need to tell people about the auditions? Anything they can do to prep and get ready?
I think just showing up is the biggest and hardest step. And we always encourage people to just push themselves outside of their comfort zones and take a chance because it will be worth it no matter what.
So I think that would be a fun experience, even just going through the audition process. Thank you for coming out this morning. We will post this video of Joey poorly attempting to become a Chiefs cheerleader on our social media here in just a bit.